By the end of this episode, I'm going to share with you three reasons why podcasting is the perfect medium for people who identify themselves as being an introvert or shy, and to encourage you that if you want to build your business in a way that feels comfortable and authentic to you, then this episode is for you. This is Start Your Podcast for Introverts, the podcast where we help ambitious introverts start and grow a profitable podcast as a catalyst to supercharge the growth of their online service business. My name is Sasha Braham and I'm your podcast coach. I was always a quiet one, more comfortable with reading my books than small talk, more at ease in just being by myself than in large crowds. The thought of me stepping into the limelight literally filled me with dread. And I grew into a shy woman, navigating a world that seemed to be built for the people who are bold and outgoing and extrovert. But then as I grew up into a mother and a wife, the whispers of my self-doubt and the echoes of my uncertainty became too much. And I knew I had to do something. But what could I do that was not going to make me feel so exposed, but still give me the voice that I knew I deserved? And then I discovered podcasting. This was a medium that spoke to me as an introvert and gave me the space where silence could be my canvas and my words could be my brush. And with trembling hands and a racing heart, I recorded my first episode. And there I embarked on a journey of self-discovery. My voice, a timid whisper in a sea full of sound waves. With each episode, I discovered a mustard seed of courage, strength in sharing my thoughts, my stories, my truth, my experiences, my knowledge, my wisdom. And there, podcasting became my refuge, a sanctuary where introverts like me could find their voice again, grow a community of people just like them. Grow a community where people valued what they had to say, where they felt in integrity, where they didn't have to be doing Facebook Lives, dancing on TikTok, networking and feeling so uncomfortable. And this is where I found my place. And so today, as I sit behind the microphone for me starting this brand new podcast, surrounded by the comforting embrace of my soundproof walls and familiar equipment, I can't help but wonder, could podcasting be the key that unlocks the hidden potential within every shy woman, every introvert who's yearning to be heard without feeling the exposure that the world dictates that they have to? And this is today where I start my exciting new journey and inviting you to come along with me for Start Your Podcast for Introverts. But here's the thing. Most online gurus will tell you that if you want to grow your business and you want to have presence in an online space, then you need to put yourself out there. You need to have a voice. You need to post several times on social media. You need to network. And these are the best ways to grow your business. And whilst that's probably true to some effect, the issue with those methods for somebody who identifies as an introvert like I do, you're going to build resistance to putting yourself out there and networking in that way, because that's something you don't enjoy. So even if you do go out to do those things, your energy will be off. The people who you're communicating with, whether it be at a networking event in your local community or online, maybe an Instagram Live, it might seem unnatural, or you might feel as though you're being sleazy or inauthentic. And why that's a problem is it means that most likely you're not going to want to do it, or you're going to do it and not enjoy it. So you might have to prep yourself for 30 minutes to go on to Facebook Live, Instagram, or TikTok for 10 minutes. And it's not going to be something that you're going to enjoy. So I'm going to share with you three reasons why podcasting is the perfect medium. And let's jump in straight away with the first one. Unlike a live Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, the whole point of the live is that it's on the fly, it's unscripted, it's supposed to be your natural charisma coming through. Unlike podcasting, where it's a very controlled environment, you may choose to script or even be unscripted on your podcast. But here's the thing, you can edit it. So your arms or the things where you seem unnatural, or even if you are scripting it, you've got the opportunity to edit out the bits that might sound bad, or you don't feel as though you are coming across very well. Or if you are waffling, because that's one of my problems, I find it sometimes hard to be concise. So in a scripted environment, I can excel because I can plan what I want to say. Even if it's not word for word, I can prepare my thoughts in a concise, strategic way. I have more clarity. I'm more coherent. This creates routine. So instead of me planning in a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live where I don't know what I'm saying, it depends on the audience participation. Having a podcast that's very strategic in how it's laid out, there's a framework, I know what I'm going to say and how, I come across a lot better, I'm more at ease, and I don't have that pressure of having people watching me, or worse, having nobody watching me and I'm just talking to myself and there's no audience. Who can resonate with that? The other thing, which I said in the intro, is probably one of the biggest things for me, is it's built my confidence. I'm not a fan of public speaking. And even so, I'm a school teacher. And if you're in the UK, occasionally we have school assemblies. I work in a secondary school, so there's roughly 250 students in one year group. And literally last week, I did an assembly where I was able to speak to these 250 odd students plus maybe 10 teachers in such a more confident way than last year, where I literally had to go and meditate. I had to go and practice. I was so nervous. I was shaking in my voice. And the only thing that's changed from last year to this year is that I'm more confident because I've had more episodes recorded. I know how to articulate myself, how to keep the audience's attention. And this comes with practice. And why this is so good is because I want to do my episodes. I'm happy. This is something I enjoy because it doesn't have the pressure of all of those eyes looking at me. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment. But first, I've got a question for you. Are you an introvert online service provider who wants to grow your show and you love the idea of starting a podcast because needing to go live on social media literally makes you squirm? Imagine if there was a way you could leverage your time, effort, and energy by starting your very own podcast by the end of this week. So you might have questions on, what would it be on? What am I going to talk about? What expertise do I have? What do I know? These are common worries that other people have when they're about to start their podcast journey, even me. So I can help you out. I can send you a list of 50 podcast ideas and topics that are killing it in 2024. And I'm giving this away to you completely free. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes, follow the steps, and that will be in your inbox within the next 30 minutes. So you can get your creative juices flowing by the end of today. All right, back to the episode. Where even if I was doing a social media live, if I even had 100 people listening or if I had zero, both of those extremes were not something I was happy with because I was felt underconfident, I was shy. So the personal growth that I've had with podcasting, especially as somebody who is an introvert, who's shy, I've come over my perfectionism. I don't have as much of a fear of judgment because I know the people who are listening to me have an interest in what I'm talking about. I'm also able to develop resilience. So for example, an episode that's gone out where I didn't come across as well as I wanted to, I was quite happy with that. I didn't have to feel as though I had to go back down, go and edit it, or worse, delete it completely. Linking on to that, podcasting allows an introvert to become established as a somebody of authority, as a thought leader in their specific fields. So of course, delivering value, engaging an audience, earning recognition, respect in that community. I value this because I wouldn't have had this in any other way. I wouldn't have put myself out there in a networking event in such a way. There would have been people who were louder than me or more known than me. And so my podcast platform has enabled me, with my quiet, shy voice, to have some recognition for the value that I bring to the space. And I know that it is valuable, as is your message, your perspective or your experience or your wisdom. And to be honest with you, another one that some people might shy away from is the achievements. So every milestone that somebody who's a podcaster can achieve is a really good intrinsic feeling. So that might be reaching a specific number of episode downloads or getting a certain number of subscribers or positive reviews. This is done on a quiet basis. So what I mean by that is this is not public data in the same way that your Instagram followers are, or your TikTok followers, or the comments that you have on a particular post. That if you're not comfortable putting yourself out there, then that might be something that will stop you. The third one is it's a creative outlet. I am so creative and I love being creative. And having my episodes enables me to express myself, express my opinion, my perspectives, my personality. All of that is in an authentic way. It doesn't seem forced. It doesn't seem as though I'm counting down the time to come off of Instagram Live, because that was something that I had to do. I literally hated any live, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I don't have enough followers to get live, so that's not going to be a problem for me. But do you understand? I mean, it's such a creative way where I have a voice, and it seems so cliche, but I didn't before. I'm able to talk about different aspects of my niche topics. I'm able to tell stories about my experiences. I did one at the beginning of this episode. I'm able to collaborate with people who are like me or who have similar interests or who want to hear my perspective on a certain topic. This all helps me to learn and grow and fine-tune my skill of podcasting. And this is what I want for other people like me. Other people who are so shy, annoyingly shy, and who wish that they had the confidence that maybe their sister has or their best friend has, and they just put themselves out there. But being realistic, that just isn't something that I was comfortable with, and it's held me back for too many years. So let's summarize what we went through today. The three reasons why podcasting is so amazing for people who consider themselves introverts. The first one being it's a controlled environment that allows for thoughtfulness, deep reflection before you release your episode. Number two, it builds your confidence. It opens you up to public speaking and developing yourself as a thought leader in your niche. And the third, it's a creative outlet for your self-expression. And that's a wrap for today's episode. The very first episode in what I'm hoping is a long and fruitful journey between you and I. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Take care and bye for now. I've enjoyed spending some time with you guys today. Thanks for listening to me. And I can't wait to spend more time with you in the next episode. Bye for now.